Cooperstown.
Now, what's in the window at the top of the stairs where he falls out of? Is that somebody's apartment or what is that?
Do you know? I think that it's, somebody's house.
Wow. So you were on those stairs, huh?
Yeah, sure.
You didn't roll down the stairs, though.
I don't think anybody would. That would be bad for you.
Somebody rolled down the stairs because I saw it in the movies. So it's got to be real. Well, okay. So now we know what scares you, the boogeyman.
Yep.
And you were at the site of The Exorcist. That's excellent. Jim Sullivan, my guest city administrator, we're lucky to have you, it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Don.
You sound like you've been here 100 years. You know everything, all the streets. You know everything that's going on in our town. And you got right to work, and that's good. Well, many years of great service to Racine. We appreciate having you. And you're welcome back anytime, of course.
Thank you very much, Don. I appreciate it.
All right, Jim Sullivan. And if we need a weekender, part-timer, we'll give you a call. Okay. Because you've done radio before. Every radio station is looking for weekenders. All right, coming up, we've got some more of your timeless hits. Local news coming up next. It's 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm is set to slam into Florida's west coast. We begin with meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
The monster that is Hurricane Milton will come ashore tonight into tomorrow. It will act like a buzzsaw as it speeds across the state, maintaining its hurricane strength, and it will still be a hurricane once it's offshore tomorrow.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The time to evacuate is quickly running out. These Tampa Bay residents are headed elsewhere.
Well, we were ordered to evacuate. If anybody knows anything about Florida, when you don't evacuate when you're ordered to, you can pretty much die.
I'm not capable of boarding anything up or doing anything more than I have. Hopefully I come home to my house is still here.
Some people always stay behind. This woman lives on Sanibel Island.
I'm not going to sit in a shelter. I'm not going to sit in a hotel, motel. This is where we want to stay.
Emergency officials say if you're told to get out and don't, you're on your own during the storm.
On the campaign trail, Kamala Harris is calling out Donald Trump over a story in a new book by Bob Woodward. It alleges the former president sent COVID testing machines to Vladimir Putin during the pandemic.
He admires so-called strongmen and he gets played because they flatter him.
Harris on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Mr. Trump responded on Newsmax TV.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Look, I know Bob Woodward. No, that's a false story.
President Biden is scheduled to speak on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today for the first time in 2 months as war rages in the Middle East. CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
Bombing continued to pound Lebanese neighborhoods, Israel increasing its boots on the ground in the country's south as Hezbollah rockets targeted Israel's north.
A breakdown in contract talks at a major plane manufacturer.
Boeing says that it has withdrawn a pay offer to the machinist union, accusing it of making non-negotiable demands far in excess of what can be accepted, and has suspended strike negotiations. The company says further negotiations with the union do not make sense at this point. Some 33,000 Boeing factory workers went on strike on September 13th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A California-based gym chain is facing a federal lawsuit.
Everybody loves a comeback. Start yours today with LA Fitness.
The Department of Justice accuses the company of discriminating against people with disabilities. Prosecutors allege broken pool lifts prevent some from getting into or out of the water at LA Fitness clubs. One man with cerebral palsy says he was forced to crawl out. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Local power crews are staging near the state line to assist with recovery efforts as Hurricane Milton approaches Florida. We Energies is sending over 24 workers to help restore power. Schutz Container Systems is expanding its operations in Kenosha by adding 2 new plants. They're already building a massive one across from Indian Trail on 60th Street. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company could build up to 3 more plants in the area. A Walworth County deputy shot a man in East Troy after he allegedly approached the officer with a knife. It happened during a domestic violence incident Monday. The suspect remains hospitalized in critical condition. Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha is up for sale. The bar with the self-deprecating sign highlighting its warm beer and lousy food is listed for just under $500,000. And Racine will host a free antique appraisal session next week. The event at the library on the 18th will feature expert appraiser Mark Moran, known for his appearances on Antiques Roadshow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Oh, I got a tattoo in the bottom of my foot. When people ask me to see it, I kick them in the face. It reads, think fast. Pretty upset at the commercial on television these days, especially the candy commercial, especially the M&M's candy commercial. If you see the M&M's candy commercial where the M&M's are hanging out with that guy, they're partying up, laughing, having a great time. So I go down to the store, buy a bag of M&M's, open up the bag, and they're all dead. And their arms and legs are missing.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Making real good bread. How many years it took me to figure out what they were saying in that song? Beach Boys, I Get Around, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So this British woman, she applied to be a motorcycle stunt rider. This was back in 1976. She received her application in the mail 50 years later. Apparently, it got lost in the postal system. The woman is now 70 years old. My guess is she's not going to need it anymore. Would you think? Sunshine today with a high near 64, clear tonight, lows 53 tonight. Sunday tomorrow, high 66, clear and 50 degrees now at Radio Park. Thank you again to Jim Sullivan, the city administrator for the city of Racine, brand new to the job. It was great. I love talking to him. We learned a lot this morning. Keep it here. It's 810 at WRJN. The Guess Who?
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Reminder, if you want to help out with hurricane relief, not only from Helene, but from Milton, which is now ready to hit Florida and really make devastation like we've never seen, you can help. Go to civicmedia.us/help. Civicmedia.us/help. And there's a whole bunch of ways you can help out there. Civicmedia.us/help.
Local news and timeless.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Yes, they were named after the famous recluse, Howard Hughes, the Hughes Corporation. Rock the boat. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The survey came up with the 50 most common things couples argue about. Not surprisingly, the top ones, money, kids, politics, and religion. But there are other things on the list, like where to eat dinner, who replaces the empty toilet paper roll. And this one really got me. Coke versus Pepsi. You don't think people really get divorced over stuff like that, do you?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? Stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m., on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in southeast of Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pity for the fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956.
Timeless hits with the Searchers at WRJN. Sunshine today. Going to be a wonderful day with a high near 64. Clear tonight. Lows 53. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 66.
Share.
Chuckers, it's Groundhog Day!
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true. Cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey. That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. Bye.
song will always be associated with Groundhog Day every time you hear it. It's 8:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A German container company has Kenosha as part of their major plans. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Schutz Container Systems is advancing its expansion plans, adding two more plants to its already under construction facility along 60th Street. The company's investment will bring the total number of their plants in Kenosha to three, with a possible fourth in consideration. A Walworth County deputy shot and critically injured a man in East Troy on Monday. It came after the officer responded to a domestic violence call where the suspect had reportedly cut a woman with a razor blade. The sheriff's office is now pursuing felony charges against the suspect, who remains hospitalized in critical condition. Brewers fans can expect a new viewing experience next season. The team has parted ways with Bally Sports, handing over broadcast responsibilities to Major League Baseball. According to team officials, the change is not expected to incur additional costs for viewers, with plans for a dedicated Brewers channel on cable TV. Dog walkers are getting together tomorrow in Racine for training. There's still some sign-up slots left open for the newest effort from the Racine Neighborhood Watch. They're hosting a dog walker watch volunteer training session tomorrow at 6 in the City Hall Annex. People going will learn how to report suspicious activity confidentially and other tips to keep an eye on the community while they walk their dogs. There's event contact info on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media page. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Now you know what my mom does now? My mom calls me every day. I was married for 8 horrible years. My mother called me every day because I had the longest marriage of anyone in my family. How sad is that? My mom would call me every day. She'd go like this. Is everything still all right? Which is kind of insulting because I was married 8 years. I had 2 kids. Is everything still okay? Like one day she's going to call. I'm going to go, no, mom. Thank God you call. Everything's all wrong. It's horrible. Come and pick me up. And that's her dream, that she'll come and pick me up, and we'll spend the rest of our lives together just tap dancing from one room of the house to another. Hey, Mom, what's for supper? I made you favorites.
And timeless hits at WRJM with the 3 degrees. When will I see you again? You know, 34% of people say they're Facebook friends with people they don't even like and wouldn't talk to them if they bumped into them in real life. Now, the top reason why we're able to monitor that person's photos or status updates. We want to see what they're up to and whether they're succeeding or failing. I think most of the time we're probably hoping for failure, wouldn't you think? I think I'm friends with everybody who is my friends on Facebook. There's nobody on there I don't like. I love you all.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine. Make a dream come true. Just say two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
Two, baby.
and I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Cut out in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
The Monkees, I'm a Believer, Neil Diamond hit song covered by the Monkees, 844 WRJN. You know, Tim, what was this thing about? This is the type of hypothetical question you want to say yes to, but do you think you'd actually do it? 3 in 5 people who have a cat or dog say they would run into a burning building to save them. Now, I'm a dog owner, and I have a dog so in my life, I wouldn't hesitate to run into the building and save my dog. Chris Morrow, who's going to be filling in for Cindy Huber today, he has dogs all his life, too. I'll bet you he would run in and save that dog anytime that dog was in trouble. I think he would save it from another animal. What do you think about that? I know I would. 1972 of the year. It's Gallery, nice to be with you at WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me, I know it's gonna last a lifetime. Oh, you better believe it, girl, and that I call your name. Darkness fills my room, I'm only dreaming about the time I'm gonna be with you. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear.
did a quick look up to see what other hits Gallery had, and I thought they had another hit. And they had a song called I Believe in Music, which I remember playing. That's it. Nice to be with you. And I Believe in Music. I'm trying to remember how that went, but I vaguely remember that that was their follow-up to Nice to be with you. Hey, remember when, back when, you didn't have to unlock your cell phones? You could just flip them open and there they were. You know, we spend our entire lives unlocking our cell phones. A new study found the average person unlocks their phone 110 times a day. Spread over the 16 hours you're awake, that's about every seven per hour, every hour of the day. Meanwhile, the average person picks up their phone 1,500 times a day. Seems kind of high, but assuming you're awake for 17 hours, that's about 3 times every 2 minutes. Doesn't seem that unrealistic. And you know what? I just watched myself. I picked up this phone 4 times during the song, Nice to Be With You. So I'm above the average right now. It's 8:48 local news time. Let's hit WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Remember to help out with hurricane relief efforts. Go to civicmedia.us/help.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Because you started something that you see. That ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It happens to be true. I only want to be with you. It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. I want to spend each moment of the day with you. Or what has happened.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Love and Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Our next song was written for Aretha Franklin to sing. It was given to her, but she took so much time. So the original artists of the song decided they were going to put it out instead. Aretha eventually did, but this version was the biggest hit. These are the Beatles. Yep, they gave it to Aretha to record. Took so long to do it, though, so they put it out themselves. Their one masterpiece before they closed up shop. Let It Be. These are the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
The Beatles, Let It Be. Remember the rooftop concert in the 1970 documentary called Let It Be? Oh, yeah. You know, using Siri or other voice command programs while driving is actually really distracting. Not good for you. The safest thing to do is listen to us. That's right. Listening to the radio was rated by the researchers as no distraction. You're welcome. Okay, coming up next, Cindy Huber is taking a few days off to rake the leaves on her property. We are going to have Chris Martin.